So, Rabotai, let's wrap up this thing with Yashan. Last time we were speaking about the mechanics of Safek Sfeka. I don't remember what we left off with, but there is a machloket poskim. I told you basically in general, there's a Tshuva Rashba who says this. Pnei Yehoshua discusses it at great length in Ketubot Daftet. About the way a Safek Sfeka works, is Safek number one, if you go into probability, that's 50-50. The second Safek tilts the scales, litzad ha'eter, over the tzad ha'isur, if you remember. That's why Safek Sfeka, it could be mekel. Hare, you remember the question that all the Rishonim ask, ma pitom Safek Sfeka should be matir more than one Safek? Or even a million Sfekot. If something Safek Isur, so what do I care how many Sfekot there are? Nachon? You should be machmir. No, the Torah doesn't say that. Well, even one Safek, that's, by the way, a famous machloket between the Rambam and the Rashba, the Shev Shema Atita, authored by the Shev Shmaitza? You're killing me. The Ktzot HaChoshen.
He wrote it on Shev Brachot?
Before. Okay. He wrote it before and he delivered each one of his Shmaitzas by every day of Shev Brachot. Long story. Anyway, Bekitzer, Mikol Makom, so he writes in Shmaitza Aleph, he talks about over there, this machloket between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether or not one Safek mina Torah is Asur mina Torah. We say Safek Doraita Lachmir, correct? Is that a Din Torah or Din Rabbanan? Meaning, here's a piece of nevela, correct? If we know it's nevela, the Torah says don't eat that. If we don't, let's say we're looking at a piece and we don't know, is it kasher or nevela? You can't eat it. Nachon? Safek Doraita Lachumra. Who tells me not to eat it? The Torah or the Chachamim? Rashba says the Torah. The Torah meant to say that Safek Isur is just at, which means when the Torah was Matir Basar, the Torah didn't just say make sure it's not Nevela. The Torah meant to say make sure it's not even Safek Nevela. That's how the Rashba understands. The Rambam, Periktet Milchotum Atmet, the Rambam says no, that's not the case. He says when the Torah was Oser, it was only Oser Vadai Nevela. But Safek Nevela, Midin Torah's Mutar. Therefore, Be'emet, the Rambam says it works a different way, but at least according to the... how does Safek Sfeka work? According to the Rambam, one Safek by the Oraita is already Safek Derabbanan. But we have to be Machmir. The second Safek, when you have a Safek Sfeka, that's what? That's a Safek of a Derabbanan. Safek Derabbanan, Lekula. That's the Rambam. The Rashba, who says that Be'emet, that Safek Isur Torah, is also Isur Torah. So how does Safek Sfeka work according to him? Interesting. Look what he says. Safek number one, 50-50. Safek number two is machriya the tzad ha'eter over the tzad ha'isur. Now, in order for that to happen, the Shach, Pri Chadash, and others, they say, listen carefully, that it needs to be two Safek Shakums. Okay, two Safek Shakum. Which means two Sfekot to 50-50. The Pnei Yehoshua and others, Torah Chesed Milublin, and others, they disagree with that Shach, and they say no, as does, by the way, Maran Zichron Levracha, he says, all you need is one Safek Shakur, one Safek 50-50, and the other Safek, even if what? Even if it's Mi'ot Negedarov, it still has a little bit of Heter in it, the Tzad HaHeter is enough to be Machriya, the Tzad HaIsur to Tzad HaHeter. Let me give you an example. Chadash. Tomorrow, by the way, to the best of my understanding, it's fun. It's good that Rav Sonnenschein is on site over there. He lives in the area, so the caterer for the whole matziv is under his ashgacha, or like the rabbanim over there. So we spoke to him, we spoke to everybody. Kol yashan, kol kemech hashan, shtabach shemo.
Nice.
Anyway, so that's good. About the other stuff, again, between me and you, I doubt this is going to come up. I doubt that the chicken is a chicken, said or whatever, it's fine. The meat, I doubt that it's Chalak Bet Yosef. So even for those who are makpid, Yesh Makom Laakil, you have a Safek Sfeka over there, that's what you're being served vizeh. You can be Somech Laakil. We've spoken about this in the past. It's a legitimate Safek Sfeka to rely on, even if you're makpid. If you're not makpid, you're not makpid anyway. But even if you are makpid and you're traveling, it's being served to you, Yesh Makom Laakil, to eat the meat, even if you don't know it's Chalak Bet Yosef. Yeah.
Are we able to ask like specific questions, like either apply everything we learned, like Lamasa? Can we go through like kashrut, like what to avoid, which types of greens?
I'm getting there. Yeah, it's hard to, because it's like a big It's a very broad world. But I will give you pointers so that you're aware at least. By the way, all of this information you can see, you know, there's a lot of resources today. Resources that were not available when I was a kid. The Chadash Guide and the, what's it called, Yashan.com, all these Chevrolech, they have, you know, resources and they have history of Chadash and which product starts when. There's a whole rundown over there. Yeah, Binyamin, what do you say?
You said somebody who's makbid or not makbid when it comes to Harakat Yosef.
Mm-hmm.
Why? How can we be or not be when it comes to the Shechita? Isn't the reason we have Harakat Yosef because
Maran is very machmir about it. So yeah. Suffice it to say that Kaf HaChaim and Or Letzion writes that there were respectable edut among the Sfaradim that weren't makbid. For whatever reason, he says that was their minhag. That was the minhag among Persians, he says. That was the minhag among Moroccans, among others. Maybe they couldn't get... I don't know exactly why, but that's why it's very hard, especially the level of meat that we have today is not kashir lida'at rama. It's higher. What we call glat today, American glat, is a higher level of kashrut than what the rama was matir. So yesh makom lomar, I'm not going to call it chalak lida'at manan bet Yosef, but it's certainly better. So
and
if they
can have that too, I'm saying, what does it mean not makpid?
For those who are not makpid, there's
okay, not makpid,
there are plenty of sfaradim who are not makpid, and it's not. I can't tell them that they're doing isur hamur because there are kehilot and poskim that legitimize that minhag. Yeah, again, it's not maran. Yeah, go ahead.
Last week, I mentioned the saksik of the Or Letzion that you make on Shabbos.
Mm.
Was that talking about? My understanding was that was even if you have something that's Vaday Chadash, then because since something that's Vaday Chadash, but maybe it's not Vaday Chadash. Meaning, if it's of a goy's, and it was
not enough.
Floor, it's
not enough.
On Shabbos,
only enough to be mitzaref to safek Chadash.
So since it's something you're not sure if it's Chadash or not.
Right. If it's Vaday Chadash,
of a goy's, and it was going on Chutz Laaretz.
He's just
all those.
He's
three.
Lumping more sfekot into the safek sfekah of the Raman Rosh. That's what he. That's the idea of that. Of that oratzion, and he's limiting that safek sfeka only to Shabbat and Yom Tov. To which the Ilkut Yosef says, that's not true. If it's a legitimate safek sfeka, there's no reason to limit it to Shabbat and Yom Tov. But, here's where I'm getting at, there are times of year where the safek sfeka is illegitimate. What do I mean by that? Like I told you, safek chadash, safek yashan, right? That's one safek. Depending on time of year, in the winter months, hard to say that. Summer months, Nagid that it's Rova Tvua is still Yashan. Because, you know, it's close enough after Pesach, companies are still stocked up from the winter, v'chule v'chule. The Bach, the Rabbeinu Baruch, all those Shitot, they're Shitot Ba'alacha, but can you consider them Safek Shakul? No way. The Rov Kechol HaPoskim are against them. So they wouldn't, to be considered a Safek, to be Mitzaref Otam, absolutely. But Safek Shakul, they're not. You know what I mean by Safek Shakul? 50-50. It's not a Safek Shakul. They are Mi'ut Neged Arov. They can be Mitztaref to another Safek that's 50-50. But in the dead of winter, now's not the dead of winter, but now's pretty bad. And the deeper we get into the winter, closer to Purim, what's happening to your Safek of Safek Yashan, Safek Chadash?
Becoming more Chadash.
Because what, like I told you, what's happening? You're depleting. They're depleting their stores, you know, their products. And they're not just going to sit there, oh yeah, no more Yashan, sorry. No, these are goyish companies. They don't care. They don't... So as soon as they're done with that, what are they doing? Replenishing with the Chadash. So as it goes on, Shabaya. Now again, it is true that different products, different grains, get depleted at different paces. The first grain to go, you know what that is? Oats. That's based on USDA information. The first grain to get depleted and to become chadash on the market the fastest is grain.
Which is around what time? What months?
July. Closer to August.
So you lose our stack up by July.
For oats. You know what I'm saying? That's why you'd have to... Meaning you still have... you're on the ver... It's hard... You can't ever point it. Okay, today, you get on a public service announcement. Today, the safek sfeka is shifting this... No, there's no way to know, but
around that time.
I would say, pachot yoter, we know that the cutoff date for vadai yashan, for wheat, is August 15th, nachon? Oh, it's July 15th of the previous year, for purchase date. Purchase date of wheat is August 15th, which means what? That it's possible even if you purchase it afterwards, maybe it's not Vadai Yashan, but the Safek Sfika is still pretty strong until about, give or take, Rosh Hashanah time-ish, at which point you have to start being Choshesh, hey, wait a second, now we're depleting big time. So perhaps what I'm taking, that's when you would have to start looking at codes and stuff like that. The point of the codes, I want to make something clear. People think that if the codes don't match up with what the list or the guide or whatever resource you're using, now they make it very easy, right? You can scan it, boom, and it tells you. If it falls within the... Now, different products have different codes. You know that. Some will tell you the actual month and day. Some will tell you some weird combination of random numbers and you have to decipher it like... You have to do a little ishtadlut, zayadua. But when you find out that it's within, meaning before this date, it's vaday yashan. After this date, it does not mean it's vaday chadash. Like I told you, it's kim'at impossible to ever look at any given product and tell me it's vaday chadash. It's always going to be in the realm of safek. But at certain points of the year, the safek sfekah falls apart because they're both sfekot that are mi'ut negedarov. The Bach and Rabbeinu Baruch will always be mi'ut negedarov. And safek yashan, safek chadash, depending on what time of year it is, like now during this time of year, you can't look at it and say, oh, rov of the tvua is still yashan. Not necessarily. It depends on the product. So what just happened to your safek sfekah that you've been relying on until now? Fell apart. You can't. And once there's no more safek sfekah, then you're back to safek isur. If it's safek isur, you have to be poresh. You understand? Yeah. Go ahead, Natan.
So from Rabbi Natan Bavli. If my mom, for example, buys one of those massive, I'm talking like, I don't even know what the size is of Quaker Oats, like those huge things.
Costco or
like,
bigger?
Like Costco size, like okay. Huge ones, uh-huh. Not the small cylinders.
Okay.
Basically, okay. Exactly. By the gallon.
Like Bukharian rice bags?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Like that, exactly. Okay. So now I have like
those are huge. My wife makes me schlep them. I hate it.
So I get like three of those at July 15th, and they last whatever. I'm saying I can, I'm all good for till Purim and everything. I'm saying I can just...
Yeah, that's fine. The point of stocking up is that now you took Tevua Yishana and you're storing so that now you have no sfekot. That's what many people are concerned. Oat products, you know, it happened also with Cheerios and stuff like that. Oat-based products, oatmeal, Quaker Oats, whatever. All these zachin, many people, what they do is in order to get a sfekot, I'm not in the mood now to start checking codes every time. So you stock up, mi be'od mo'ed, and now you don't have, you had a sfekot. Yeah, Binyamin. Okay, go ahead. Yonatan Shelano. Yes, okay, go ahead.
If you see that... The time when it was produced was before the harvest.
Yeah.
Right? Then,
before the cutoff, okay?
Yeah. Then are you able to just automatically rely on that and assume it's...
Yeah, bevadai, of course. If it was produced before Pesach of this past year, then there's no safek.
Like the label says when it was made.
Pashut.
Oh, okay.
The pashut. Yeah, go ahead.
I was at a restaurant last night. No.
Okay.
it was OK Kosher in the city.
Okay.
They said that the thing, it's called not okay kosher, the kosher
said okay. Yeah.
Shamati. Event.
Okay. And we got some Ashkenazi. He's like, everything under okay kosher is Kemach Yosha.
It's fake news.
That's what Mashiach said.
Shikir v'chazav.
We were looking online and we couldn't find
it. That's push it, not true.
So, in those situations, like, how do we like determine if he's lying or not? I looked online, I couldn't figure it out.
I don't know if he means to lie. Let's not call it a lie. Let's call it he's so factually mufka from Olam Hazeh that he... What are you talking about? You know how many okay products there are that are not yashan?
It's a restaurant, he said.
Restaurant. That I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Which restaurants can we rely on? Which,
hold on, don't kill me. Hold on 1 second.
You asked the biggest question.
Rega. I don't know. You'd have to call the okay offices and ask if that statement is correct. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. Okay, by the way, stop. Okay is a Chabad Hechsher. You know that. It's run by Chabad. Chabad, as a matter of standard, they do not keep Yashan. They are like other Hasidim, that they don't keep Yashan. Pas Yisrael, super duper. Chal of Yisrael, Yereg Vel Yavol. Aval. No. Is it? But Yashan, no. That's a Hasidish thing, and they are Hasidish like that. It would be very, very surprising to me if that statement was true by OK restaurants. Very. So the way to... I have to teach you guys how to do research. You know what I'm saying? You take college courses to learn how to research. You have to be an educated, researching customer. Call and ask questions. No problem. OK Labs or whatever it's called. I think it's Labs, whatever. Call them up. Shalom. I got these, this and this is a mashgiach told me in this and this place. Is it correct or incorrect? For products, I'm going to tell you there is no domestic, respectable hechshir in the United States that is makpid on yashan for all of their products as a matter of standard policy. Did you understand what I just said? Will there be products in every hashgacha that are yashan, that are labeled yashan? Absolutely. But to take any random product off the shelf and say, yeah, they're makbid on yashan, no hashgacha in America exists like that.
How's that possible?
Even for me.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. The demand is so big and the, you know, the supply is so scared. They can't. Meaning,
there are companies that only make yashan products.
Yes. Yes. For instance, you know, many of the Haimisha bakery, you know, companies, Beigels or Stearns or, you know, Reisman's, all these chevra, they're all yashan. But that's companies. Companies can be makpid on themselves and get the hashgacha to sign on that they're yashan. You know what I'm saying? But hashgacha, the OU, there's no hashgacha like OU, OK, Starkey, CRC, both of Williamsburg and Chicago. I don't know, throw me more hashgacha, talk to me. Even the Haimisha ones, yeah, the Nirbater and Volovern, all of the, and what's his name, KVH in Boston, all the Chevrolach, nobody is makpid as a matter of, you know, as opposed to what? Where am I going with this? As opposed to Eretz Yisrael. Even the most mekel of the Rabbanuyot in Eretz Yisrael are makbid on yashan. Meaning, I want to, now, not to say, people make a mistake that any product sold in Eretz Yisrael is automatically kemach yashan. That's wrong. And I found it many, many times. That any product produced in Eretz Yisrael under a respectable hashgacha, you can assume that it is yashan. Whereas, you should know, there's many American products that are imported into Eretz Yisrael. You know that? I used to live there for a long time. Cereals, all these things. And what they do is they take a sticker, Be'ishur Rabbanut Rashid Leisit. It gets like a sticker on it. And many times, even that Ishur says, Lolo Chashash Chadash Vezeh. And I'm looking based on the codes, Vezeh. And I'm like, no, that's not true. And I've called out the companies and I've called the Rabbanut Rashid Leisit to say that that's not. Hence, did you hear the words that I said? Products that are grain products produced in Eretz Yisrael under a respectable hashgacha shel Eretz Yisrael, you can assume bevada'ut. So all the wafers and the cookies and the osem products and the crackers and the matzahs and the zachin, you have no issue.
Is there a list of restaurants that you could send out, or you could tell us like which ones are always in the yashan?
Keep changing.
I'll tell you. Okay. I tried to dodge this bullet, but it didn't help. So, okay, let me just break it down. Okay, no, stay with me, people. Just stay with me, okay? I don't want to take you away from the shmooze, but I just want to keep this with you. In other hashgachot, by the way, there are hashgachot, for instance, Vada Five Towns and stuff like that, that list to you on the teuda, okay, meaning if it has upper, like higher, like if it's Pas Yisrael, indicated on the Tehuda. If it's Yashan, indicated on the Tehuda, which is great. If you're a consumer that cares and you see the Tehuda, wow, you just made my life much easier. Some hashgachot don't. Now, there are some hashgachot where you get into problems. This and this and this is Yashan. This and this and this is not. Yeah? Yesh kaze, nachon? What's the problem with that? In most hashgachot, it doesn't work like that. You're either, you can call yourself yashan, and then everything has to be yashan across the board, or you're not. What's wrong, what's the issue in certain places that say, well, this and this and this product are, this and...
The ovens.
Cross-contamination. You have kelim issues. They bake it in the same ovens, even within ben yomo, same pots. They're always there. And there's bli'ot, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah and the Kafah Chaim, the halacha is that you have to be concerned about the bli'ot of chadash within 24 hours. So you can have beautiful, you know, chadash bread, yashan bread being baked in an oven at the same time or even right after with residue of chadash. And what's happening to it? It's being bole'a, ish chaba'aya. So that's the problem with it. If it's something that didn't get baked there or whatever, it's a bread that was baked elsewhere and you know it's yashan, okay, there's no cross-contamination. Shamati and ba'aya. But if you know that there's an issue of cross-contamination, so what is the yashan denomination helping you if they're cross-contaminating with chadash within me'et le'et? Yeah, Natan, what are you saying?
And it's like a basic question I forgot, but why is chadash so stressed? What is it in
God.
Terms of halacha, what, like, do we have to give it to Kanim?
No, Isur, just Isur. You gotta wait until after Pesach.
Just one of those things?
Yeah, it's not, you're talking about, you think Tevil, Truma, Masa, stuff like
that.
No.
Is that on the same level?
Just time. Chadash is an Isur. Obviously, you have to sell your Chametz, because otherwise it's Asur, because Chametz Shabbat, not Pesach, right? But we're talking about, the only thing that can change this Isur, it's not Afrasha, it's not anything. The only thing that can change the Isur of Chadash is what?
Time.
That's it. Matomen.
Is it problematic to rely on all these specifics we quote? If we could just ask the Mashiach or check online or figure it out? Many times you can.
I'll tell you. You know how many times I go on yashan.com and check up products? And don't get me wrong, yashan.com and the list, they have thousands of products. But they have, meaning that they list and explain whatever. But for every 1,000 products that they have, there's another 10,000 products that they don't list. You know what I'm saying? So now, go figure it out. Zero information. Not in the lists, not in the website, not in the matase. So you have to now decide on your own. If so, kalacha, am I going to rely on the suffix vika or not? Can I not? Which is what we're discussing now.
Well, you have shelf life. How do you determine shelf life?
So there's klalim. There's klalim to work it out. But sometimes you can't tell based on the shelf. Especially if it's a, let's say it's a fresh product, like fresh baked bread and stuff like that, which usually uses spring wheat and stuff like that. Shelf life isn't going to help you because it's fresh baked. You know what I'm saying? If it's a pasta or something like that, jamati, because that can stay for a long time. Matome.
So you said about the cross contamination, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it, it doesn't get batel or something like that? Why not?
It's batel b'shishim, but many times there's no shishim because your mamash, it's in the same oven at the same time. It's soaking up the ze'ah. You're cooking in the same pot. A pot can't have shishim. Can it get the isur that was in it?
What do you mean?
You cooked,
same.
Let's say you cooked chadash pasta in a pot.
Yeah.
There's no shishim in. You have to be mishayir connected the entire pot because we consider the entire pot to have been bolea the isur chadash that you put in there.
But bli'ah is minimal. Bli'ah isn't a.
We don't have
I'm not saying a whole ribeye steak is getting bolea in the thing.
But we have to, that's true, but we have to assume that the pot, the entirety of the surface area of the walls of the pot and the floor were bolea everything. So now you don't have, we don't know. So we have to assume, we have to be machmir that was bolea, the entire thickness of that. And you will never have shishim in the contents of any keli 60 times more than the keli itself. It just doesn't exist.
What does one do with the pot?
Wait 24 hours. Chadash is interesting. The Mishnah Berurah says, in that other, let's say by other Yisur, you cook nevelah in a pot, you can wait and wait and wait, you still have the kasher. By Chadash, after 24 hours, you can rely on the suffix, there's enough spekot to say that after 24 hours, it doesn't need a chshen anymore. It's a big one. Kaf Chaim brings him la'alacha. So that's that. Rabbi Isai?
No, what about milk and meat?
Asur. You have to kasher. It doesn't matter the amount of time.
And... But I did hear if it happened with shogeg, and you had a dairy thing.
So over there, the food can sometimes be mutar, but you'd still have to be machshir the keli. If it was eno ben yomo, if it was not 24 hours since the last,
it's been
more than 24 hours since the last usage of, let's say, meat, and you cooked milk in it, so the dairy is mutar, but the pot still needs hagala. Okay, so rabotai, please, bright and early tomorrow, big day, everybody sign up. And, you know, hope to see you all. And that's that. We'll have a great time, Bezat Hashem.
And we're going to continue the series?
Yeah, Bezat Hashem. We're not done yet.
So.